Well, you know that music, and you know that I have a guest in here. As a matter of fact, I have three guests with me this morning, and I am so pleased to be able to introduce to you Alla Voskobojnikova. Good morning, Alla.
Good morning, Kathy.
And Julie Sakharova, who's a violinist. Good morning.
Good morning. Hi.
Good morning, Julia. And Joanna Mendoza, who's a violist with
you.
Nice good morning. Nice to be with you. And as we speak, be sure to be close to those mics because everybody wants to hang on every single word that you're saying. So it is so exciting to have you here because there's all sorts of wonderful stuff that's happening here. And most importantly, we're going to be giving a concert here on the 26th of April. This is going to be this Saturday, and it's going to be at 7:30. And Alla has put this whole thing together. So let's talk about this. Where's this all going to be, Alla?
Well, this concert is going to take place at Unity Evangelical Lutheran Church of Belnor, which is an incredible place where we perform so many concerts, and we have wonderful friends there. First of all, I want to acknowledge people who are actually hosting this concert, Pastor Karen Scherer, who is a pastor at that church, also Minister of Music, Dr. Barbara Harbach, who is our
yes.
wonderful colleague. So that's where we're going to have it. So Unity Church in Belnor, the concert is starting at 7:30 p.m. The admission is free.
And that's the best price there is. Well, it's going to be a very exciting concert, and it's going to actually focus on the music of late Brahms. And is it early Shostakovich or Shostakovich?
It's very late.
Very late Shostakovich.
It's the last Shostakovich.
So it's all the late Brahms, the late Shostakovich.
The title is late Brahms meets late Shostakovich.
Yeah, there you go. Is that the title of it?
Yes.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I love the theme. Well, tell us about maybe a few of the program details. Maybe we could kind of walk through the program so
sure.
people will know what they are able to be hearing here.
Sure, sure. I will start with the whole program, and then maybe we can
Great.
Talk more about each piece specifically. So we're going to start the program with this sonata for viola and piano, which was the very last piece Shostakovich wrote in his life. And
wow.
Yeah, it's a very tragic piece of music. We'll talk more about it later. After that, we're going to perform a song cycle that Shostakovich wrote a little bit earlier in his life, and he wrote it for soprano, mezzo-soprano, tenor, and piano. And it's called From Jewish Folk Poetry, which, Kathy, you
yes.
happen to be one of the soloists
That's
for.
That's right. That's right. Oh, it's a glorious cycle. It really
it's
a, is.
It's wonderful.
It's most unusual.
Yes. After the intermission, Julie and Joanna are going to perform three madrigals by Martinu, Czech composer. And that's another wonderful piece of music. And we're going to finish the program with Magnificent Sonata Number 3 by Johannes Brahms, which is also a very late piece in his life.
Yeah, I believe it's Opus 108. Brahms has three violin sonatas, and they're all the two of them are in three movements long, but this one has four movements. And to me, I always compare it to kind of a wintry. If you compare the first sonata is like spring, and the second sonata is more a summer feel to
yes.
it, and this has stormy and sort of a fall winter. Yeah, it's one of the very most popular, probably out of all three, you know, 10 people like in the competitions, or they tend to choose that sonata over some other. So it offers a variety of different emotion aspects and just technically very challenging. So
that's fun. And that's also, yes. but that's so much of that beauty, you know, comes from that technical
struggle
yeah
in a good sense
yeah
right absolutely.
Exactly and I know
grow.
You and you'll make it sound effortless
but, I'm looking
as
forward.
will Alla. I'm sitting here folks in the presence of three absolutely magnificent musicians, so it's such a joy.
Thanks,
because
Kathy.
Both Julia and Joanna of course are in the Ariana String Quartet.
Yes.
We're leaving the boys behind, or are they going to be playing on the program?
Yeah, we call ourselves, Joanna and I, we call ourselves the inner voices. I think
the inner voices, and you are too, violin too, and viola. I love it. They're the bookends, is that it?
Yeah.
Right. Well, you know, there is that very famous saying about string quartets that the cellist is the when we talk about comparing the string quartet to a bottle of wine, the cellist is the bottle, the first violinist is the label, and the second violinist and violist are the wine.
Oh, I love it. Now, you know what? I like that saying a lot.
Oh, I love it.
I'm going to have to remember that. That's excellent. Thanks, Joanna. I love it. Oh, golly.
Yeah, it's the piece that Joanna and I are playing. It's by a Czech, what Alan mentioned, is by a Czech composer, Bohuslav Martinů.
Yes.
And he was a violinist himself, a quite prolific one. He wrote a number of substantial works. But the three madrigals are just so fun to play because we find, she and I find that we can interject with each other, and it's just a dynamic work that lets us, you know, get out there and show our virtuosity and just
absolutely
displays a lot of things.
And there's a great deal
right.
of virtuosity to be displayed.
Right, and the second movement. The second movement is the slow movement there, and it's very unusual too because it has so much color there with many tremolos and using very different kinds of sounds that it almost sounds like at times it almost sounds like non-string instruments or I should say not specifically violin and viola. It's
right.
really colorful.
I think it's also very complimenting to the Shostakovich sonata that you're
yes.
doing in one of the movements. It just has that same world of sounds, which I think it right. works quite nicely.
It sounds like this whole program has just been fashioned so beautifully. Are you the one who are you the architect of this, Ala?
Well, actually, I can maybe add a little bit. Joanna and I talked for years about playing Shostakovich sonata, viola sonata. Well, you know, this piece is so dark and it's so tragic. It's you have to be ready for that piece, that kind of piece. And I want to quote one of my most favorite musicians, Mstislav Rostropovich, who said, whose favorite composer is Dmitri Shostakovich. And he used to say that Shostakovich teaches me how to understand other composers better. I totally agree. After I play, especially music like this late last viola sonata, it's so sparse, and it, like yes. Joanna says, and it's so every note is so meaningful. You learn how to play, but also how to listen. And right. so many quotes, Shostakovich quotes himself in that sonata so much.
Yeah,
and other composers.
This last piece of his really looks back on his life, to remember his life and the works that he contributed. In fact, the entire first part of the second movement that you're going to play for us
yes.
Is a direct quote from an unfinished opera that he had
The Gamblers.
Written, The Gamblers.
The Gamblers.
And so there's a bit of a sinister quality to that, and that's the scherzo of the sonata. And so he quotes himself a lot, but he also quotes his favorite composers, and specifically Beethoven, who he quotes in the last movement,
yes,
quite extensively, and it's really a very inward looking and broad
Absolutely.
Scope of a piece. It's big physically, like it feels kind of like this very significant monumental work, but it's also you know, like Ala was saying, you have to be ready, kind of emotionally
even just to
when we're rehearsing, for instance, it really feels like you have to, you know, bring up, you know, just brace yourself.
The whole you.
Yeah,
right,
you have
exactly.
to get into
yeah.
that
Absolutely.
Zone.
There is exactly. no, like, yeah. lots of fast passages or something in that music, but you feel like you're empty after you play it, like
yes.
there is nothing left, mm-hmm. because
wow.
you give your whole yourself to
wow.
that.
Right.
So, yeah, it's amazing. The same about Brahms, you can say, yeah, that sonata is so intense. And
yeah.
Gosh.
Yeah, it's very, you know, just everything that was said, I completely agree, and I was just thinking how... the journey with all the repertoire that you have in the violin, for example, in the violin repertoire, I think Brahms is really like a symphonic, being a symphonic composer, I think his mind works as a symphonic composer. So even in the violin sonata, there's just so much that you can imagine as if that's the orchestra playing.
Oh, it's just.
And I think the piano, of course, the piano part is, it's not an accompaniment for
no
means.
It's signature Brahms. That's why I like this piece, you know? Because it's a real, real Brahms.
It's honest to Gus Brahms.
Yes. In a way, you can say it's a sonata for piano and violin.
Absolutely.
What Beethoven uses, a sonata for piano and violin.
Because it's so much given for by
absolutely.
Both of you.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah, both of these pieces are. The Shostakovich as well. In fact, he had written it for viola and grand piano. Not just
exactly,
grand
yes,
piano,
that was the title.
Really?
Yes.
He
specified
that.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my gracious.
That's very small.
Right.
I love it. Well, would you all rather I play a little bit of some Brahms, or would you rather I play the Shostakovich to give folks a little taste?
How about to start with Shostakovich since it's first piece in our program?
All righty. And this is the second movement. Am I correct?
That's right.
All right. Thank you. What a great work that is.
It really is.
You know, as we were listening and also chit-chatting here in the background, which, of course, we are wont to do, the four of us, we were talking about how interesting it is, that sparsity of the notes, and how every note has meaning, you know, and very few composers have that intense sparsity, and you do hang on every note. It becomes its own sound, timbre, statement.
And emotion. Every note is just filled with it. And that's what it makes it so I hate to say fun to play, but definitely, you know, every time you play it, it has the capacity to be something so
it
different.
It gives you lots of possibilities to express, to live this music or something. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
It's marvelous stuff. It really is. And yummy, yummy. So the audience will definitely be in for a treat with this particular program, which, by the way, I'm going to repeat, is April 26th at 7:30 p.m. And if you happen to just tune in, I should let you know that we're talking here with Alla Voskobonnikova, phenomenal pianist, and Julia Sakharova, violinist, and Joanna Mendoza, violist, both with the Ariana String Quartet. And there's going to be a concert coming up Saturday night at 7:30. So now, Alla, you were talking about the song cycle.
Yes, which, Kathy, you were one of the featured soloists for.
Yes, it is. It's such a fabulous, fabulous song cycle. And it's interesting because it's not just the one voice. Oftentimes we think song cycle, okay, it's got a theme and it's got a story. This doesn't really have a story, but rather it's maybe a collection. Would that be a good way?
Exactly, yeah. Well, 11 songs altogether. Mm-hmm. Each one is unbelievably beautiful and colorful, and I would emphasize that beautiful, because for music of, you know, late 20th century, it's not that often you can hear those beautiful melodies, amazing harmonies. It's just beauty. And of course, Shostakovich's style with all the dissonance and Jewish flavor, because he took the poetry from Jewish poetry, translated into Russian, or some of them were Hebrew, actually.
Yes.
So that's unbelievable. And three voices, because he wrote it for soprano, mezzo-soprano, and tenor. And they sound sometimes almost like it's a chamber opera or something. You know,
it
reminds that it doesn't have a feeling of art song. It's becoming so big. And I want to introduce our beautiful soloist who sing that, actually.
Please.
In the concert. So soprano will be our own Stella Marcoux, who is director of voice studies at AMSL.
Yes. Mezzo-soprano,
our own.
Very own.
Yeah.
Ah, shucks.
Miss Kathy Brown, mezzo-soprano. And then tenor is Keith Boyer, who is a wonderful tenor, very active, whose actually debut with St. Louis Symphony was just recently at Carnegie Hall. He was singing Peter Grimes' tenor solo.
And he's such a gifted,
absolutely,
gifted young singer.
So three of you together sound just wonderful. I'm so glad we're doing this, Kathy.
Yeah, we had a wonderful rehearsal the other night, and when the three voices are together in that little ya-da-da-dee-da-dee-da-da passage, the three voices are in very tight harmony, actually almost some dissonance in there too, but it sounded like more than three voices. It was really kind of remarkable. Now, the interesting thing about these pieces too is that some of them are solos, some are duets,
yes,
some are trios. And he mixes it up. So, as I said, it's not your usual song cycle. It's a fascinating.
It's very
piece.
Different. And in fact, Shostakovich liked song cycles. You know, another one, he wrote Seven Poems by Bloch, which was later and darker. That other cycle is so symbolistic, I can say, and dark, just very dark. This one, it's very sad. I mean, also the fact that Shostakovich wrote that cycle when in Russia at that time, you know, the wave of anti-Semitism was just extremely high, and people suffered, and it was dangerous for him to write that music, that you know, that theme at that time.
And he wrote it anyhow.
Oh yeah, so this was more like a civil act or something, you know, for him to do it. So that's amazing. But in a way, it doesn't feel that dark and symbolistic and tragic as the other one, the Seven 7 poems by Bloch. So I think there is a hope there, and I don't know, maybe more melody or something he wrote in that cycle. It's just very beautiful music.
It really is, and it has lots of different moods that keep it bubbling and moving in such a way, and it ends up with really sort of an almost...
Happiness. The last song is called Happiness.
Yes. So, and now let's talk about, because Julia mentioned we really ought to talk about how we met.
Wow. Listening to our conversations, I just find myself feeling so blessed and fortunate. I think we all are as musicians, because we get this amazing opportunity to play with each other and to work on such amazing repertoire and being able to share it with the audience all over the world and here in St. Louis. And I think it's just a wonderful life that we have. And I just want to mention how, you know, the very first time I met Ala, for example, that was actually during my audition for the Ariana String Quartet. And there was practically, I don't think we had any time to rehearse. I remember being at the same church, there was maybe like 10 minutes before, and we just looked at each other, and I gave her the music, and we kind of talked through it a little bit, and it was as if, you know, as I was playing that audition, I just thought to myself, wow, I think I'm playing with this person for like 20 years. I didn't have to rehearse.
I felt the same way.
Exactly. And do anything. Yeah.
That's the way she plays, too. You're not the first person to say that. I feel like I've known you forever.
I felt the same way because I had the same experience when I auditioned for the Ariana.
Yeah, and I remember both pieces that I played.
That's
I remember since. And I remember Brahms.
That's right. Brahms.
And Ala's over here blushing.
Well, actually, it's true about Joanna. I feel the same way when I play with her. It's just as if our sounds are just so blended together. So
oh, yes.
It's a joy to play with her as well.
Like you said, really. You're the wine.
That's right. Yeah, I just adore Julia's playing. In fact, when we were listening to videos of potential candidates for her position, I remember watching and listening to a YouTube video of her, and I said to the guys, "I want to play with that."
Not even her.
Joanna's and her personality. I can picture that smile, and it just makes me so happy.
I love it. Not the pronoun her. It was that. That's what we need. I love it. Well, what a wonderful quartet the Ariana is, and of course the wine between the label and the bottle. That just tremendous. I am so excited about hearing the two of you play together on Saturday night. One more time, we'll give the specifics on this. Saturday, April 26th, 7:30 p.m. at Unity Evangelical Lutheran Church in Belnor. It's on Glen Echo Drive. If you are at the intersection of Hanley Road and Natural Bridge, you travel east on Natural Bridge and take that very first right after the intersection, and that's only about a half a block. You'll see the church, and you can make that left-hand turn on Glen Echo. You can park on the street or behind the church. It's handicapped accessible. It's a lovely, lovely venue if you've never been there before. And Saturday night's the night. We all get to make music together.
Looking forward to it.
Yes. Now, shall we talk about the Brahms that we're going to play out on? You're actually doing the Brahms Sonata, uh-huh. And this is actually the movement from the next sonata that he wrote.
Right.
Am I correct?
I believe that there was actually it's actually an interesting story. I think there was a birthday of Schumann, I believe. It was Clara Schumann. Anyway, each of them, Schumann and Brahms, were supposed to write a movement for her birthday. Brahms wrote that scherzo. And there is the letters that attached to it. And now I can't remember, I think it's F-A-E, something like that. But it has to do with, there is a symbolism there. So you get to hear that a little bit. And then, you know, the sonata number 3 is just seconds away from it.
Just seconds away.
Or minutes or hours away.
Well, this is Shannon Lee, who's our violinist, along with Pamela Mia Paul, pianist. And this is Brahms' Sonatensatz, the sonata movement. And I want to thank all three of you one more time before we go into that. Ala Voskobonnikova, Julia Sakharova, and Joanna Mendez. Thanks for being here this morning.
Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you very much.
Thank you,
Kathy.